Welcome to the future, everybody. A virtual world where we all live on a computer and communicate by email or cell phone or just about anything other than physical encounters. Some of my friends, who apparently never met me, ask if I'd like to join them in Zoom meetings. Last time I checked, my computer didn't come with a built-in camera, meaning Amazon and Google don't get to spy on me. I even turned off the microphone after the Mrs. and I had a conversation about a possible trip to the Southwest, and she instantly got a pop-up ad for motels in Phoenix. Just a coincidence? Or paranoia running rampant in the time of COVID? You tell me. I just won't be telling my eavesdroppers. But because I am still a quote-unquote working artist, meaning I haven't made my semi-retirement a full-time position just yet, I have a public art project that demands that I attend Zoom meetings. Reluctantly, believe me, reluctantly, I bought the cheapest camera made by child labor in some third world hellhole and spent a day trying to figure out how to use it. Needless to say, when the meeting started, nobody could see my handsome visage. Fine by me. All they got was a disembodied voice without the Boris Karloff in a weird shade of pink only I could see on my own screen. Since this was the first of a few more such meetings, I purchased a mid-price spy camera that seemed to autofocus and gave me a more human skin coloration than the previous piece of junk. The next Zoom meeting, I could see them, and they could see me. Trouble was, if they could see me, they couldn't hear me. If they could hear me, they couldn't see me. We finally opted for the disembodied voice once more. Lucky them, I said. Now, I love technology as much as the next Luddite South Ender. Give me a new gizmo and let me spend hours figuring out what I'm doing wrong. What better way to spend a day or three? I have the next Zoomer meeting coming up next week, and I can't figure out what I'm doing wrong. That sound and sight aren't synced. So I've decided to go without the visual. Of course, I'm pitching designs for an art project. Kind of falls into that visual category. No doubt we'll sort this all out, probably after I lose the project. But for my pals who want to engage me in a Zoom meeting, hey, call me on the phone. Landline only. Last thing I need is some cell phone I can't figure out either.